Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor. And I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Portland, Oregon. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of February 28th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And it's hard to believe that March is here. It's so nice out right now. There's people sitting in the square eating lunch and rollerblading and walking around. And today is the last day of February, and it's my son Ryan's 35th birthday. I do not know how this happened because I feel 35 myself, so I don't know how it's possible that I have a 35-year-old son, but I do. So we are starting to move into spring energy. The flowers are blooming, the days are staying lighter longer, and spring is coming. Thank you. I cannot wait for this change in energy. Spring is the season of birth and new beginnings and renewal and growth. This is an opportunity for a fresh, clean start. And our bodies are ready to lighten things up too. So Ayurveda helps bring us into balance during this shift from the winter energy into the spring energy. And Ayurveda is the traditional system of medicine in India. We talk about it every time the seasons change. And it uses diet and herbal remedies and breathing and exercise and meditation to help balance our body, our mind, and our spirit. And to enjoy a healthy spring, we need to understand the Kapha dosha, and we need to bring it into balance. Now, Kapha energy is that cold, wet, heavy winter energy that we've been accumulating over the past few months. And when Kapha is in balance, we feel strong and we feel stable. And when it's out of balance, we feel sleepy and mentally dull, or maybe even depressed. We might have some extra phlegm in our throats and our runny nose, our sinuses. We might have some weight gain, water retention, heaviness in your limbs. I have definitely been feeling a few of those things the past week. So it's especially important to balance Kapha in the spring because it accumulates in the winter. And in winter, this weather becomes colder and wetter, and our body just mirrors these changes. We sleep more, we eat more, we stay inside more. But in spring, we need to shed this extra Kapha energy, or we risk being vulnerable to allergies and head colds. So it's a good idea to do some sort of cleanse in spring to have a clean slate. And I'm talking about spring cleaning from the inside and outside of us, both our life. We want to spring clean our life. So here are some simple things we can do to balance the Kapha energy. The very first thing, eat lighter food, more salads, more fruits and veggies. This is the perfect time for a juice cleanse. I've been thinking about it this past week of calling Portland Juice Company and having a cleanse delivered. We also want to drink some room temperature or warmer liquids. Reduce dairy and meats, and basically just start eating lighter, which will probably naturally feel like doing anyway. We also really want to turn up our energy a bit. It's nicer outside, so we want to add more aerobic exercise, especially in the morning. And once again, we'll probably feel like doing this naturally anyway, but add enough exercise to get your heart rate up and to sweat. Sweating is really important right now. It helps to shed that extra energy, opens up the lymphatic system, and eliminates toxins. So any kind of sweating, if possible, have some steam baths or saunas. If you could take a hot bath with some Epsom salt a few times a week. Once again, we just want to sweat things out. Also, enjoying some spicy herbal teas like a lemon or a ginger, even adding black pepper to your tea. And then finally, spring cleaning your home. This is it. This is time to go through the closets to get rid of the things that you don't need anymore. Lighten your load. We want to balance this Kapha energy by spring cleaning inside and out. So March kicks off with Mars moving into Gemini on the 3rd. So Mars is leaving the slow, deliberate Taurus, and it's entering quick-minded Gemini. So time is going to seem to speed up. It also stays in Gemini for the next 7 weeks. So we have 7 weeks now coming up of faster energy, things moving finally. Mars is an air sign, so it brings movement and travel and social connectivity. So we're going to feel more spontaneous and curious and extroverted. So the pace of everyday life picks up considerably. Gemini, I'm a Gemini, double Gemini, sun and moon, easily gets bored. I can attest to that. I get bored easily. And we operate best when we're multitasking. So the next 7 weeks are busy. We're going to keep moving and getting things done. And don't be surprised if 1 minute you're really interested in something and then the next minute you're not. That's just the Gemini way. You really enjoy it and then you move on to the next thing. And because we're moving from a really slow time into a much busier time, this can kind of throw us into overload or overwhelm. So ease into this busy time. We have spring for the next couple months at least. So there's no need to go out and full speed ahead tomorrow on Monday. So balance this extra busy time with some meditation and some other things to kind of settle your mind. And then finally, we all feel like talking and chatting more in Gemini when Mars is in Gemini. Once again, I'm a Gemini and I am known to talk a lot. But this is also a time when we need to listen. We need to choose our words carefully. And remember, we're in this time for the next 7 weeks. So some things may set you off in the next 7 weeks. And I'm saying just before you react, take 10 deep breaths, listen to what the other person is saying, and then respond. So we want to just keep our responses very balanced during this time. So with spring in the air, it's also a really great time to clean up our finances. So this is a time to get your taxes done, to close any old accounts you don't use, to roll over your old 401k, to close any subscriptions you don't use anymore, to clean out your wallet again, to shred old bills and taxes, to set up automatic payments. This is really a time to take care and pay attention of your finances. And remember, if you take care of your money, it takes care of you. I always think of it like that. You know, I am bringing care and love to my money, so my money will love me back. So to recap, the switch from winter to summer energy can be uncomfortable. You may feel like things aren't moving fast enough, like you're ready to move forward, but things just aren't happening yet. So you'll feel maybe a little bit of impatience the first couple weeks of this transition. And to move out of that impatience energy, do some practical things like eating lighter foods, increasing your exercise, sweating, going on a juice cleanse, drinking some lemon or ginger tea, taking some hot baths and saunas, and spring cleaning your home and your finances. So we're just at the very beginning stages of this energy, and we'll feel it more and more over the next month. And it feels so great to be moving forward again, especially after having 2020, which kind of, we didn't get a lot of movement in 2020. A lot of us stayed home. We didn't do much, but this is, so we actually, even though we're thinking about moving out of winter into spring, it's kind of like we're moving out of the whole year of 2020 into spring. So this could be a dramatic shift. So be easy on yourself here with this shift. But remember, we are almost done. We have the vaccine. Spring is here. Growth is in the air. We're moving forward. Plans are going to start to fall into place. Times are good. Things are good. So as always, thank you for listening. You may start feeling ready for the next chapter and really not know what it is or how to get there, but just having that feeling of impatience, like you need to move forward. And I can help with that. I help people get clear And I relay important messages from their guides, your guides, and the universe to you that help you also. You can book an appointment with me at abundology.com. If you sign up for my newsletter, you get $25 off your first appointment too. And I would love to work with you. Spring is a busy time for me, so I'm excited to see with my clients all the new things that are happening in your life. So have a wonderful week. Enjoy this energy. Spring is here. Yes. And I will talk to you next week.